Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter 15, Yoga of the Supreme, text number 3 and 4. But we'll just read number 3. Narupamasyeha tato palabhyate. Nanto nachadir nachasampratishta. Ashvatame nam suviruta mulam. Asanga shastrena dridena chitva. Well, I shall just read the other verse. Tatak padam tat parimagitavyam yasmin gata nani vartata vartanti buya tameva chadyam purusham prabhadye itak pariti prasrita prani na not rupam the form asya of this tree iha in this world tata also upalabhyate can be perceived. Na never. Anta end. Na never. Cha also. Adi beginning. Na never. Cha also. Sampritishta the foundation. Ashvatam banyan tree. Enam, this, suviruda, strongly, mulam, rooted, asanga shastrena, by the weapon of detachment, dridena, strong, chitva, cutting. Translation of purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. The real form of this tree cannot be perceived in this world. No one can understand where it ends, where it begins, or where its foundation is. But with determination, one must cut down this strongly rooted tree with a weapon of detachment. Thereafter, one must seek that place from which having gone, one never returns, and there surrender to that Supreme Personality of Godhead, from whom everything began, and from whom everything is extended since time immemorial. Prabhupada has now clearly stated that the real form of this banyan tree cannot be understood in this material world. Since the root is upward, the extension of the real tree is at the other end. When entangled with the material expansions of the tree, one cannot see how far the tree extends, nor can one see the beginning of this tree. Yet one has to find out the cause. I am the son of my father. My father is the son of such and such a person, etc. By searching in this way, one comes to Brahma, who is generated by the Garbhadakshaya Vishnu. Finally, in this way, one reaches the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is the end of research work. One has to search out the origin of this tree, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, through the association of persons who are knowledge of that Supreme Personality of Godhead. Then by understanding, one becomes gradually detached from this false reflection of reality, and by knowledge, one can cut off the connection and actually become situated in the real tree. The word asanga is very important in this connection, because the attachment for sense enjoyment and lording it over the material nature is very strong. Therefore, one must learn detachment by discussion of spiritual science based on authoritative scriptures, and one must hear from persons who are actually knowledge. As a result of such discussions in the association of devotees, one comes to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Then the first thing one must do is surrender to Him. The description of that place whence, having gone, one never returns to this false reflected tree is given here. Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, is the original root from whom everything is emanated. Gain favor of that Supreme Personality of Godhead, one has only to surrender, and this is the result of performing devotional service by hearing, chanting, etc. He is the cause of the extension of the material world. This has already been explained by the Lord Himself. Aham Savasya Prabhava. I am the origin of everything. Therefore, to get out of the entanglement of this strong banyan tree of material life, one must surrender to Krishna. As soon as one surrenders unto Krishna, one becomes detached automatically from this material extension. Rupamasyaya tato palabhyate nantana chadir nacha sampratishta ashvatamenam suvirudamulam asangarshastrena jidena chitva tatakpadam tatpari margitavyam yasmingatana nivartate buya vartanti buya tam eva chadyam purusham prabhadye yatakpariti prasrita purani. The real form of this tree cannot be perceived in this world. No one can understand where it ends, where it begins, or where its foundation is. But with determination, one must cut down the strongly rooted tree with a weapon of detachment. Thereafter, one must seek that place from which, having gone, one never returns, and there surrender to that Supreme Personality of Godhead, from whom everything began and from whom everything is extended from time immemorial. 3 points are mentioned in this verse. One is that we didn't come from the monkeys. Second is that this material world being a reflection of the real world, where we're surrendered to the material nature, that we have to find the root, which is Krishna, and then surrender to him instead of the material nature. And the third point is that as soon as one surrenders, he becomes detached from the material nature. He acquires, as it says in the Bhagavatam, causes knowledge and detachment from the material world. Savai pumsam paro dharmo paro bhaktira hoksude ahaituke pratiyata yatma sampraciditi vasudeve bhagavati bhakti yoga priyojitaha jana yasi vairagyam gyanam chayara haitukam. That when one surrenders to Krishna, to Vasudeva, that automatically one develops causeless knowledge and detachment. In other words, if we find out the positive, then the negative goes away. And the negative is declared that this material existence is like the shadow of the actual existence of the spiritual world. And the example is given as a reflection on the water of a tree. Now, obviously, if the tree has apples on it, the reflection will also have apples. The question is, which do you want to eat, the reflection or the actual apple? We invited everyone from the feast down to the park, and we're going to serve a reflection of the feast in the water. People would not be very satisfied with our offering. So similarly, in the material world, although it's real in the sense that the energy is real, we haven't imagined it, it's actually, we're existing in it, but it's only temporary, and it's only a reflection of what the real substance is in the spiritual world. The spiritual world, there are living beings, but they're all eternal. They don't have ever-changing bodies. And here are the bodies are, we imagine them to be something that they're actually not, because according to scientists, they're just 99.9% space. Considering their viewpoint that the atom is just some small little nucleus with the electrons spinning around it. So the electrons in the nucleus make up a very small amount of the total atom. And therefore, according to them at least, everything is practically just space. But for the living entity who's entangled in the material nature, it seems like it's a nice space. Although everyone is spaced out here. But they like the space. And there are two types of space. Kam means space. And so there are two types of space. Sukham and Dukham. Sukham means good space. When there's enough space, when you have your social distance, it's good. And then you have Dukham. You have bad space when you're too close to someone else. Or if there's congestion in the body, that causes Dukham. When things don't flow. When you eat something, it doesn't flow down. Doesn't flow in to the different parts of the, etc. If there's some blockage somewhere, it's very uncomfortable. Dukkham. And when everything is flowing nicely, then it's called sukham. But ultimately, whether it's going nicely or badly, it's all bad, in the sense that, because we're not engaging with our real activity, which is pure devotional service, which is all good. So if something's all good, anything less than all good must be somewhat bad. And even in Brahmaloka, where there's hardly any problem, people are not so anxious when they get 1 year older. Because they think, well, all right, I'm 1 year older, I still have, 150 trillion years left to live. It'll be all right. Still got a few things I can do. And there's no disease there. There's no old age. Although there is, one has to leave this universe or their body sooner or later. But they generally, if they're fortunate enough to go back to the spiritual world, then they don't take birth again. But still there's still somewhat of misery because they know that they may not go back to the spiritual world, depending upon how devoted they are to Krishna, even on Brahmaloka. But the first point is that we didn't come from the apes. And Prabhupada gives the point here that if we trace back our father and mother, hopefully your father and mother wasn't an ape, or else that we have to end the discussion here. But if we're not at the zoo giving a class, so we know that people are attending, generally their fathers and mothers were also human beings like they are. And their fathers and mothers were human beings, etc. So where do we find in the history of any human being that they have one of their great ancestors who was a monkey? And that where we have evidence that some monkey's family was a sheep? Has anyone ever traced back a monkey's family tree and found out that on the family tree the monkey was a sheep? Or that on our family tree was a monkey who came from a sheep? Specifically a black sheep? They have that here in Slovenia, the black sheep of the family? Do they have that here too? More or less. So you look at your family tree and you see, well, there's a black sheep. That's what all my relatives are talking about. That black sheep. Or that ultimately everything came out of a rock, which came out of nothing. So they say that we're more or less imagining mythological person named Krishna, but we're scientific. Everything came out of nothing. That's very scientific. And if you ask them to show the scientific evidence that everything came out of nothing, they'll give you a book with hundreds and thousands of equations to prove it. To prove that everything came out of nothing, they have to create a book full of equations. And by the time you finish reading the book, you wish you were nothing. So obviously, logically speaking, nothing comes out of nothing. The only void in the universe, it is sometimes said, is the void in between the ears of the people who think that there's a void. And as far as surrender to Krishna, as explained here, the point is we have to surrender to someone. If we don't surrender to Krishna, then something or someone is going to tell us what to do. If you go to a secluded place, away from everyone, I'm not going to listen to anyone. Our minds are going to have to tell us what to do. Even going there means that we're following our mind. Now, of course, most people, they identify themselves with their mind, so they think, I'm independent, I'm following my mind. So when my mind tells me to jump off the bridge, I'm doing it independently. I'm not being forced to do it. It's just I want to do it. And on my way down, I changed my mind, but it's a little too late. Nothing I can do about it. So people are under the conception that there's somehow another independent in any stage of their existence. Like they chose their parents, right? Before they left their last body, Krishna presented a book. He said, choose here, there's a lot of photos here. Choose the one you want. Yeah, I'll take that one. Are you sure? Yeah, sure. I'll take that family. And how much money do you want? Well, I'll take this amount. And he said, no, we're put into a body. And as soon as we're put into a body, we have to act according to the body's dictates. We decide one day I'm not going to eat anymore. I just don't want to eat anymore. Or I don't want to sleep anymore. I'm not going to drink any water. I'm tired breathing air. I think I'll stop for a while. You stop, you'll fall unconscious, and you'll be forced to breathe. So people are just imagining that they're independent. And when we say surrender to Krishna, they say, oh, I'm not going to surrender to anyone. Right, as if when you watch television and they tell you go out and buy that product, then you're not surrendered to them. You're not listening to them. No, everyone's surrendered every moment. The question is, who are we going to surrender to? Now, the problem is that people, if they understand that there was a God, a person who has all opulence, all beauty, then they have to admit that they have to surrender. They surrender, they're surrendered every moment, but they just don't want to admit that they're surrendered. They want to imagine that they're independent. I made the choice. I made the choice. I'm making a choice to grow old. It's my choice. And I think it's all right. I'll make a choice. I think I'll die. Maybe tomorrow I'll think about it, but for today it's all right. For today it's all right. I want to die. But I want to die in 100 years. No, we have no choice. We had no choice when we were born. We have no choice. We're growing older. We have no choice. We're going to become diseased. As I always say, no one dies healthy. So at the time of death, and I think, wait a second, I forgot to take my vitamin. Maybe that's the problem. No one dies healthy. And we're forced to become diseased. We're even diseased right now. As we look around, no one's sitting up straight. Even I'm not sitting up. Half the class is taking shelter of the wall. Śrīla Bhaktisiddhānta Saraswati Prabhupāda said that was impersonalism, taking shelter of a wall. We're forced to do these things, but people just don't want to admit it. They don't want to admit that there is everything, the origin of everything is a person, the Supreme Person. And we have to surrender to Him. And by doing that, they don't realize that everything that they're looking for, the freedom from misery, the enlightenment, the happiness, will be obtained. But because Maya is tricking them into accepting their false ego as the ultimate standard of everything. Therefore, instead of getting eternal bliss and knowledge, they get a false ego, which is causing them to transmigrate in 8,400,000 species of life. And always thinking, even when you become the ant, you say, well, I may be an ant, but I'm a big ant. I'm a king ant. I'm the king of the ants. And besides that, even if I'm not the king, I'm still a hard worker. And all the other ants appreciate how hard I work. And I'm strong like anything. Look at me pick up that leaf. Oh, my God. Wow. All the ants paying respect. Wow, this ant is strong. He picked up that leaf. Don't mess with him. Anyhow, I think I'll stop here. Any questions? Comments? Okay. Thank you very much. Krandaraj Bhagavad Gita Ki Jai.